Good morning, Aurel. Today is Tuesday, 11th of January, and studio Andrea Nyahlom. Right now it's hazy with 22 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is scattered clouds with temperature range from low 22 to high 28 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from north with 21 kilometers per hour, and heat index is on 28 degrees Celsius. Moon is waxing crescent, and 37% of it is illuminated. Tonight, if you're in love with music, don't forget to go on the concert Otto 3 at Pitanga at 8 p.m. This one, it will be about the contemporary composition in sounds with guest artist Martin Weiser on saxophone, Robert Van Holzen on drums, and Holger Jetter with electric bass violin. Street theater performer Anju likes to share her work with you, and she invites us all to visit the center tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Play's title is Bubble Suit, and it talks about Varnia, a being from another galaxy who is coming to dream with us and creating all kinds of soap bubbles. A show is for kids and others. In Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. we can see tonight an Italian movie, L'amore in città, Love in City, made in Italy in 1953 by genius directors Michelangelo Antonioni, Federico Fellini and others. Omnibus of those films are drama and romance in Italian with English subtitles. This film is divided into six episodes. Paid Love, it's a straightforward study of prostitution, attempted suicide, as several would-be suicides discuss the reasons for their despair. Paradise for 4 hours is a humorous glance at provincial dance hall. Marriage Agency finds an investigative reporter posing as a husband-to-be. Story of Caterina dramatized the true story of a young, unwed mother. Italian Stare illustrate the various girl-watching techniques. And tomorrow, the same place and time, we can see a cultural one on Dean, in which choreography is worked by Frederick Ashton. The film was made in United Kingdom in 2009 by director Ross McGibbonin, and it is in English. Miyako Yoshida dances the title role originally created from Margot Fonte in the hauntingly beautiful underwater world of Undine. It is vividly brought to life by the Royal Ballet. Frederick Ashton's shimmering choreography, Lila de Nobilis' impressionistic design, and Hans Werner Hahn's specially commissioned, vibrant and inventive score memorably combined to evoke the many moods and colors of the sea. It is recorded live at the Royal Opera House. At Jill's house in Pratna at 7:30 p.m. we can see The Unsexed, The Seduction of Lady Anne from Shakespeare's Richard III, and the play is directed by Parnab Mukherjee. We all are invited to join a presentation sharing about the project Legends of Birth, a theater research collaboration and encounter with Finland, and a report from the Auroville Theater Troupe's experience and adventure in Finland last June. Beside director Elisa Isotalo, there will be some more friends from Finland. An interaction occur tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Whitehall at Barat Nivas. Today from 10 to noon at Pitanga and tomorrow from 3:30 to 5 p.m. Achim Schwartz will give a music workshop for wood wind players. Tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Adi Shakti presents the Surya Festival Pondicherry 2011 with Rajani Gayatri on Carnatic vocal and Priya Darshini Govind with Bharatanatyam, and on Friday also at 6:30 p.m. Neyveli Santana Gopalan on Carnatic vocal and Peymanik Chudur with Bharatanatyam Bali. Emergence will perform live at Bharat Nivas at 8 p.m. on Sunday, 23rd of January. For those who love books, we got a sad notice that Auroville Library is going to be closed until further notice. At Pitanga, we can see exhibition Silk Life, which is silk art by Diane Smith, all the way until 24th of January. And at Savitri Bauman, we can see Colorful Silence, work of Natalie Ingrazzi, between 9 and 5 p.m. until 29th of January. And now let's talk about Open Stages Cabarets in Auroville. The Auroville Performing Arts would like to invite all the souls in bodies who feel to express themselves through living arts, which is music, dance, singing, poetry, theater, juggling, etc. They will offer an open stage with light and sound support in the amphitheater of Kalabumi on the following Fridays, 21st of January, 18th of February, 18th of March, and 15th of April. They would like to provide more and more assistance to artists in Auroville and participate to create more space and time for arts and festivals. To contact them, if you are interested by participating at the cabaret of 21st of January, write to auroville performing arts@gmail.com or come to their meeting at La Terrasse tonight at 6 p.m. And tomorrow at Unity Pavilion between 3 to 5 p.m. you can join the study group for a new formula for volunteering in Auroville. The senior students of New Era Secondary School, in association with the Auroville Food Group and Auroville Sustainable Agriculture and Food Program Research Project, have designed a survey to assess our food consumption patterns with respect to quality and quantity of foods consumed by individuals and families. It is hoped that this data will contribute meaningfully to the Agriculture Development Plan. It will be based on a sample population of 200 residents. The survey will be conducted primarily in the residential communities of Arati, Creativity, Grace, Bratra, Courage, Certitude, Fraternity, Our Model, Dana, Transformation, and Kalabumi on Saturday and Sunday, 22nd and 23rd of January. The students will hand deliver the surveys, leave them to be filled out and returned for them in 2 weeks. They will also be able to answer questions if needed. They will analyze the data for the food group and prepare the reports which are required for the graduation. They thank you in advance for your cooperation in this educational and statistical exploration. O love, divine love, thou fillest my whole being and overflowest on every side. I am thyself, even as thou art I, and I see thee in each being, each thing, from the south breath of the passing breeze to the glorious sun which gives us light and is a symbol of thee. O thou whom I cannot understand, in the silence of the poor's devotion I adore thee. Wrote Mothers in Prayers and Meditation. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.